Yeah, I just ran a checkup on myself. Some days I just have to check up on myself. I'm so icy, got that GG on my belt. Thank the Lord for my people and my health. Lost a lot, but I came out with no L's. Thank the Lord for my people and my health. And a bitch fine as hell from my head down to my nails. My man tripping cause I got another cell. He still buy me by a cell. I could get it by myself. Fuck these.
What's good, y'all? It's your girl Ashley Renee, and I'm back with another episode of I Just Want to Talk. I know it's been a long time. It's been about 2 months since I did my last episode, but y'all know it's summertime. Listen, I've been taking my son swimming. Me and my man been going out to eat. Like, I've really just been trying to, like, live my best life, and I'm like, you know what? Okay, I got to hurry up. I got to get back on the podcast because I have been lying to y'all, telling y'all that I was going to hurry up and come back, knowing good and well I was trying to enjoy my summer vacation. So cheers to the summer. Tonight's drink, I have a strawberry margarita, so drink up. Make sure you drink responsibly. That was good. All right. So it's been a long time since I did an episode, and I didn't know what the first episode I wanted it to be about. And I was like, okay, it's like supposed to be wedding season. I noticed nobody's getting married anymore. I have all these cute little summer dresses, and I was like, why is nobody getting married? Like, where are the weddings? Hello. And I was like, okay, that's the perfect topic. Why can't I get married? Why are people not getting married? So I think I found, like, the perfect topic. So I wanted to just start off with it. Like, why are people not getting married anymore? Now, listen, I don't want y'all to be mad at me, okay? Don't be upset, especially my ladies, okay? This is not me targeting y'all, but I'm a woman, so I can only speak from a woman. Okay, I had to get my son situated. Listen, he does not care about me doing a podcast. When he wants something, he wants it right then and there. He does not care. So today's topic is, why can't I get married? So I feel like a lot of girls, like, within my age category, like, nobody is really getting married anymore. And I've been trying to figure out, like, why? Like, what is it about marriage that I feel like it either scares people or it's like you just don't want to do it? And I'm like, what's going on with that? So I feel like I have a pretty good idea. And I'm like, I know y'all not going to like what I have to say, but I'm only being honest, okay? I don't want y'all to think that I'm just, like, targeting women, because that is not what I try to do, okay? I am for the women. I'm not targeting nobody by any means. But ladies, listen, I have, like, a list of things why I feel like people are not getting married anymore, especially a lot of younger couples. Now, I feel like in today's age, everybody feels like they are marriage material. Like, every woman feels like, I should be married. Like, how come I'm not married? Like, where's my perfect husband? I keep seeing all these, like, couple goals and stuff like that. Like, where's my Prince Charming? And I'm like, listen, okay, I can give you a list of reasons, ma'am, why you are probably not married. Now, listen, I just turned 27. So when I say women in my age category, I mean between the ages of, like, I would say 25 and 35, which is that's a 10-year gap. So within that 10 years, I feel like within that age category, there's, like, a halt at people getting married. And a lot of the behavior that I've been seeing lately, just, like, not just on the internet, in person too, just, like, where people's morals are, I feel like a lot of people's morals don't be in the right place when it comes to, like, a relationship. I feel like in today's time, we live more in, like, a, you know, kind of put your feelings aside. Like, everybody just kind of puts themselves first. Like, if a relationship doesn't work out, I feel like in today's time, like, people don't feel like it's important enough to put the effort towards fixing it if it's a problem or something like that. I just feel like in today's day and age, it's just kind of like, oh, I'll cut you off, or I'll just be petty and I won't talk to you. And it's just kind of like relationships can't even blossom because it's like it can't even get past that point. So I feel like that's the main thing. But really, when it comes to, like, why are people not getting married anymore? Like, what's the deal? Why is it that marriage just doesn't really seem like... Everybody says it's their ultimate goal. So I'll say that. Everybody says that their ultimate goal is marriage. Like, I just want to be married and I just want to be happy with the family. But it's like, what are you doing to ensure that? It's like, okay, you got a full-time job. That's fine. But I feel like there's a lot more that a marriage is it's like a baby, you know, it's like a pet. You got to tend to it. You have to cater to it. You have to find out what its needs are, because it's like, if you don't, I feel like it'll never get to that point. But in today's day and age, I feel the real reason why people are not getting married anymore is because there's levels to it. And I feel like nobody wants to go by the levels anymore. You just jump straight into it like, oh, well, I'm almost 30, so I need to be married right now. Or if you're a man, it's like, oh, well, I'm making all the money, so my woman needs to submit to me, or otherwise I'm not going to marry her. And I'm just like, no, that can't be it. Now, like I said, I'm a woman. Now I got to take a drink for this, because y'all going to be mad at me. I'm a woman, okay? So like I said, I can only speak from a woman's point of view. Now, ladies, it's a lot of y'all that I see on a daily basis saying why you should be married and why you are upset that you aren't married. And like, let's say maybe your friends are married. And I'm like, when I'm analyzing what I'm seeing, I'm like, part of the reason why you're not married is, look at your lifestyle. When you first meet a man, like when y'all first meet each other, you might not think so, but whatever you display to him the first time y'all meet, he's gonna always remember that. So if you brought him over to your house for the first time and it was a hot mess and you had shit everywhere, your house was in complete chaos, no order, just trifling and filthy, you might think he don't care because he's there for a certain reason. He's gonna always remember that. So you might feel like, damn, we've been dating for a couple years. I'm giving him everything I got. I'm being faithful. Why are we not married? Why is he not proposing? That's probably one of the main reasons. Some type of characteristic or something that you showed him in the beginning that was scary, and you probably scared him off before you even realized it. And I feel like that's one thing that women don't consider. Like, in the earlier stages of dating, you show each other a lot. That's when you pretty much show each other who you are. So if I first meet you and I go to your house and it's shit everywhere, kids look a mess, there's no order, I can tell you never cook here, you never clean here, I'm gonna always remember that. That's not the type of characteristics that I would want in a husband, or if I was a man, that I would want in a wife. So that's probably the first thing. So ladies, if you look around your surroundings, like your atmosphere at home, which is supposed to be your sanctuary, if it looks a complete mess all the time, and you have a dude, like your little sneaky link or something like that, that you are interested in, and every time you bring him over, it kind of looks like that, you might not know it, but he's probably only there to have sex with you, and then he's analyzing everything that's going on like, yeah, it ain't never gonna go no further than this. Now, he is a complete dirtbag if he keeps entertaining this, knowing that what he's seeing is not what he wants. He's a dirtbag for that, and I will say that, and I'm not saying that's right, but I'm just saying, coming from that place, that's probably one of the reasons. So that's one, cleanliness. And that goes both ways. That's for men and women. If you bring a chick to your house and it's an air mattress on the floor, there's no furniture, you don't have nothing in your kitchen but noodles, but you've been living here for a long time, bathroom is a mess, it's alcohol all over the place because that's all you do is drink, she's probably going to see that and be scared, like, okay, what type of person are you? Do you care enough? And it doesn't even seem like you take care of your house. So y'all might not think so because, and this is for a lot of the younger people. A lot of the younger ones I notice don't really care about cleanliness. And I'm like, cleanliness goes a long way. And you will be surprised if you meet two people that are somewhat unclean and they come together. You will be surprised at that type of outcome, like what you can get used to. So don't drag somebody else down with you if you already are not a clean type of person. So that's the first thing, cleanliness. People observe that. They see something, they don't like it, they always remember that. And that's one of the things that they can't ever unsee. So that's the first thing. The second thing I feel like is a person that's too independent. Now, this is the biggest one. I feel like you can never be too independent. One thing that I don't like a woman that is, I don't need no man. I don't like a I don't need a man type of woman. And I feel like that's just like a shield. That's like a coping mechanism, because everybody needs somebody. It might sound bad, but it's just like at the end of the day, when you laying down, when you sharing wealth, like who do you want to do that with? And if you're not doing it with nobody, it's like, what are you doing it for? You got all this love in your heart and all this wealth you want to share and all these oats that you want to sow, and it's like you're not sharing that with anybody. So it's like, what's the point? So I feel like that in itself is one of the biggest reasons why a lot of women are not getting married to the type of man that they want. Now, let me say this first before I go any further. When I say not getting married, I don't mean getting married in general. You can get married to anybody. That doesn't matter. You can have JoJo from down the street come up and propose to you with a ring from Pandora, and now you engage. You can get married to anybody. But if you want to get married to the right person, somebody that's actually worth it, then you have to look for certain things. And I can tell you one thing, ladies. A woman that walks around saying and acting like, I don't need no man, that's a turnoff to any man. No man wants to hear that. It's okay to be independent. And I'm pretty sure any man that you meet would actually be happy that you are independent. But that attitude, I don't need no man, and if you can't give me exactly what I want, I'm just going to leave. No man is going to want that. You don't have to settle. It's not like settle for any man that you want. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. But it's just like, in general, if you just have that type of entitlement, like I can do everything by myself, men, and from what I know, living with a man, men don't want to feel unwanted. If you in a relationship with a woman, especially about to get married, and you feel like she don't need you for nothing, it's like, why am I here? And you know damn well as a woman, if the roles was reversed, you would feel the same way. You act like you don't need me, so why am I here? You act like you don't need nobody to talk to you, comfort you, ask you anything, assist you with anything, so why am I here? So men are just different. They're not like us. They're not going to come out and be like, you don't make me feel wanted, I'm going to leave. No, they'll probably just be like, she acts like she don't ever need nothing, I'm going to leave. Like, you have to know men, like, in general. Don't no man want no woman that's independent? Like, too independent. Of course he wants you to be independent, but Miss Independent, I don't need nobody, that's a no-no. And ladies, just as being women, I feel like we got to stop doing that. I feel like that's just something that we haven't coped with. Like, you have so many bad relationships, like, in your past. I feel like having that attitude of, like, I can only depend on myself, that's something that we got to break out of. Because that's what your man is supposed to be there for. Your man is supposed to be there to help you, whatever you need. Not just, like, for finances, like, whatever you need. That's what a partner is for. So that's the second thing. So the first thing is definitely cleanliness, which I'm going to X that. I don't want cleanliness. I'm going to say lifestyle. So the first one, definitely lifestyle. 100% lifestyle. Second one, too independent. Nobody wants somebody in a relationship that is just so independent, like you don't need anybody. Nobody wants that. Like, who wants that? Because I wouldn't. You couldn't be no man in my house acting like you don't need me for nothing. I don't need you then. No. And ladies, y'all don't like to hear that, but it's true. You can be independent, but stop acting like when it comes to a man, you don't really need him. You obviously do, because if you didn't, he wouldn't be here. The third thing, which is at the top of my list, thoughtin', right, son? Thoughtin'. Listen, if you really are at the point where you ready to settle down and get married to somebody, let me just say this. Hold on. Okay, listen. Let me just say this. If you are at the point in your life where you feel like it's time to settle down and you're ready to get married. Now, I'm not talking about when you're young and dating and you want to still be active. I'm talking about the people that have decided, I'm at the point in my life, I want to get married, I want to settle down, I'm ready for a family. You cannot still be out here being a thot, and not just for girls, I'm talking about for men too. You cannot be out here going out every single night, and when I say going out every night, I mean you going out for every Taco Tuesday, you going out for every Thirsty Thursday, you going out every Friday, Saturday, and every Sunday. And I'm like, you stay so active out in public just trying to be seen. It's like, who are you trying to get attention from? Because if you really want to settle down and be married, at a certain point, you got to decide, I got to cut it off. You can still go out. If you ask anybody that really knows me, I do go out. I just don't go out all the time. Now, it's going to sound dramatic. And one thing that I say all the time, I don't exaggerate. When I say something, it's literally what it is. When I go out, I'll go out maybe twice a year. Now, that probably sounds like, oh, you're just exaggerating. No, I'm being honest. When I go out, and when I say go out, I mean going to a bar or to a club. Going to a restaurant to me is not considered going out. Going to a restaurant with your friends to have a drink to me is just more of like a sitting. That's not really going out. I consider going out when you are going to a bar or when you're going to a club. So just casual sit downs don't, to me, I don't consider, everybody's different. I just don't consider that going out. I really don't. But I'm like, I really only go out about twice a year, and it's not because it's just a bad stigma on going out. You can go out, that's fine. But it's like when you are a nester and you are at the point where you care more about what's going on inside of your household opposed to what's going on in the club, then you might find a husband. Because if you look at the places that you go in, that's probably where you meet a partner. If you only go into the club, if you only go into the bar, that's probably where you're going to meet your partner at. Is that who you want? The person that you kept seeing every Thursday at the club? It's like, you got to really take stuff like that into consideration. Like, you keep saying you want to be married, you want to be married, you want to be somebody's wife, you want to be somebody's husband, but you out at the club every single weekend or every single day. It's like, at what point do you grow up and be like, I don't need to go out every weekend? It's like, y'all act like y'all missing something. Like, do y'all not notice going out that you see the same people doing the same stuff? I only go out twice a year and I see the same people no matter where I go. Like, y'all not missing nothing. So if you want to find you a decent spouse, you got to stay out the club, because that's not where you're going to meet them. You might meet them at the gas station or at the car wash or at church or the grocery store or the library. Or why don't y'all try those type of places? Because y'all complain a lot that the people that y'all meet are not people that y'all want. But look at the places that you stay in. That's where you meet the people that you meet. You got to stay out the club and stay out of everybody's face if you want to meet a decent person. Why don't you try going to a farmer's market or going to the library or going to see a play or something like that? Why don't you try those type of places? Because you will be surprised at the type of people that you will probably meet. So again, you want to be married, you got to grow up and you got to stay out of the club. I'm sorry, you just do. It's no way around it. And at a certain age, you shouldn't even feel comfortable going out to the club every single day or every weekend. Like, literally, when you hit 30, I feel like when you at Dirty 30, that's it. Like, that's the cutoff. Like, come on now. Every once in a while is cool, but it's like, even if you're not looking for no wife or you're not looking for a husband, it's like, stay out of the club, though. You're so old. Like, I'm only 27. I feel like the old bitch in the club now. That's literally how I feel when I go. Because when I see everybody out and about, I'm like, damn, that's what I used to look like when I used to go out. Like, excessive twerking, hot and sweaty, multiple shots, leaving with no shoes. Like, yeah, we've all been there. But I'm like, I feel like the old bitch now in the club, to where I'll be like, and listen, this don't sound funny, 12:30 is like my cutoff. It don't matter where we're going or what the establishment is, I'm leaving at 12:30, okay? I get home by 1 o'clock, and that's just how I am. 12:30, that's it. Like, stay until 2, 3, no. And again, going back to being married, people are really selfish. I think that's what it comes down to, because I used to be selfish too. I used to be like, I don't want to have no kids, and I don't want to get married, because I've always lived a lifestyle where I put me first. I never had to worry about anybody else, just me. I never had to worry about nobody but myself. And I feel like a lot of people still are in that selfish, like, mind state of like, I still want it to be about me. I don't want to get married because I don't want nobody to stop what I'm doing, or I don't want nobody to tell me what to do. And if you find the right partner, they're not going to tell you what to do. Like, your partner shouldn't be telling you what to do, first of all. They shouldn't be ordering you around. Like, it's not like that. So like I said, again, this is about finding the right spouse, not marrying anybody. You can marry any Joe Schmo, okay? This is about marrying the person that you actually want. Okay, so we done with that. So are y'all keeping up with the list? So we got lifestyle, which I switched because I said cleanliness at first, but we're going to switch that. Lifestyle, for one, that's the first thing. Miss independent, just being way too independent, and being the thought, not staying out the club. The next thing that I got to get into, not just being too selfish, but just not willing to accept anything else. Like, oh, I can't be with him because if I want to go out with my friends every Saturday, I should be able to do that. And I don't want anyone to tell me that. Like, you have to be able to compromise. So before I even go to the next thing on the list, I'm going to say this right now. If you are not even a person that's willing to compromise your lifestyle, marriage is not for you. If you live your life like that, you don't want nobody telling you nothing, don't get married, because it's not for you and it's not going to last. A lot of people that are selfish, that try to get married, wonder why it doesn't work out, because you're still trying to live selfish while being married. So again, if you are one of those type of people, marriage is not for you. So you might as well just go ahead and sit it down, because it's not for you. The last thing on the list is unrealistic expectations. Now, this one is only going to be about women, because I can't really come from a man's point of view, because I'm not a man. I only know from the small experiences I've had with the very few men that I've dated in my life. So when I say unrealistic expectations, I mean, as women, I feel like we have a list of things that we want from a man. Now let me tell you what the typical list is. Like, this is me probably speaking for most women. All lists kind of look the same. You want a man 6 figures, tall, very good looking, nice teeth, good etiquette, not a simp, rough around the edges, assertive. Accents are always a plus. I don't know what it is with women and accents and height, but accents are like a plus. And financial security. Every woman wants to feel financially secure, even if she has her own job. If you don't make your woman feel financially secure, you'll see it in the relationship, because it won't go nowhere. Unrealistic expectations from women is the list of things that we require from men that are just sometimes far-fetched. If you notice, ladies, from most of the men that you've dated, men are pretty simple. Men are not that complex. Women are more complex, because we overthink a lot and we keep a lot of stuff to ourselves. We don't like to share stuff. So we think something and then we'll feel like, oh, you should just be able to read my mind. You didn't know that I was mad from last Tuesday when you ate my fucking leftovers and didn't tell me until I woke up in the middle of the night and didn't notice. Like, we do stuff like that, which causes problems. And that's a whole nother topic. But as women, I feel like sometimes we have very unrealistic expectations when it comes to our men. And I feel like that is a big issue. Like, I used to be very big on that. Like, but I feel like I didn't really want a lot. I wanted basic stuff. Like, I want you to make me laugh, take me out on dates, show me off like to people so I can feel like so I can know you are proud to be with me. Like, it used to just be small stuff like that. But now I feel like our younger generation of girls, like, our minds are so poisoned as to what we want from men. It's like, I want the bag, I want the shoes, I want the car, I want the ring, I want the title with no commitment, I want the penthouse treatment, even though I've been giving you hell for the last couple months. It's like, I feel like our expectations are so unrealistic now for some women. For a lot of women, it's not, because I feel like most women just want the basic stuff. Treat me right, take me out every now and then, make me feel special, make me feel secure, and love me and make me feel special. Literally, that's it. And I feel like for most women, that is it. But for our younger generation of young girls, they don't want that stuff no more. And I feel like that is the real reason why a lot of people are just not getting married no more, because marriage is not the goal no more. I feel like the goal now is, what can you do for me right now? What can you buy me? What can you do for me? I feel like that's all people care about now. What can you do for me right now? What can you buy for me? What can I get out of this? I feel like that's literally all that people care about. And I'm like, that's not going to help a relationship grow. That's just going to keep furthering the dynamic of married people and unmarried people. And I just feel like we really poisoning our young girls, because they don't really have no morals or nothing. Everything is just about the bag. And I'm like, that's what y'all teach them. So, I mean, who can you really be mad at? They young and they're easily influenced, and look at our influencers. And I'm just leaving it right there, because I'm not even about to go in on nobody, because I'm already a little tipsy. But anyways, I really just had to touch on that topic, because like I said, I'm like, why are people not getting married no more? And I'm like, it's getting to the point where I feel like people don't even care, because nowadays I feel like if you even in a short-term relationship, like you only been dating for a couple of months and you only got, let's say, 2 pair of shoes and a purse out the relationship, I feel like people is cool with that now. Like, oh, well, that's good enough. And it's like, nobody even wants to put forth the effort to try no more. You got a small group of women that are marriage material and a small group of men that are marriage material, everybody is so clouded by all the people that are not marriage material, it makes it that much harder for the people that want it to kind of filter through everything, because it's like, look at all the bullshit you got to entail. And like I said, this is not an attack on women, it's just I'm a woman and I can only speak from a woman's point of view. So I can only see like what I observe from women, and I see a lot of women all the time like, how come I'm not married? How come I just can't find the right dude? Like, all y'all do is just be playing games. That's all y'all do is play games. That's it. Just play games. And it's like, a lot of them do. But like I said in the beginning, you got to look at where you finding these people at. Look at your surroundings. Look at what you want and what you asking for. A lot of people try to ask for stuff that is only appropriate, I feel like, when you married. When you dating and you coming up together, you're not really entitled to much but like trust and like small stuff. Y'all be having a lot of requirements, but y'all are not married. And it's like, you want your man to do this, that, and the third, but it's like, y'all are just dating. You should only want him to show you he's capable of that, to show you he's marriage material. You want a man to come in. I see a lot of ignorant statuses too that be like, it's always, hi, how are you? Never, hi, how much is your rent? And it's like, because you asking a regular dude that you are dating, you don't have to ask your husband, hi, how are you? How much is the rent? Because guess what? He's your husband and he's already paying it. That's the difference. Y'all be wanting stuff out of people when y'all are not married. You can't ask that from somebody that you just dating, because it's unrealistic. And ain't no man gonna greet you like that. So if that's how y'all thinking, y'all might as well get that out y'all head right now. A man gotta see something in you that he wants to even approach you like that, okay? I don't think I'm all that, but I think I'm a little bit of something. And I think in my life, there's only one man that I'm with right now that greeted me and was like, hi, how are you? What can I pay for? That was it. It was just him. Like, but I also haven't dated that many men. So my dating is actually pretty, my dating pool is small. I haven't been in that many serious relationships. But to my last point, the biggest reason why a lot of people are not getting married anymore, which I know y'all are not gonna like this, but like I tell y'all here, I just keep it honest. I don't lie to y'all. Y'all get used to being lied to and y'all don't have nobody to be honest with y'all. Now for my ladies, if after everything that I just said, if you feel like, well, I meet all those requirements, I do all that and I still can't find the right one, and it's just these men and they be playing, and I did all that stuff with my last relationship and it didn't work out. Well, let me tell you this right now, boo. Let me take a sip. That man is not marrying you because he don't want to. And a lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. If you feel like you've bending over backwards and you're doing everything for that person, and you are showing them like, I am absolutely everything you asking for and everything that you want, and they still ain't trying to propose, and y'all been dating for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, baby, he don't want to marry you, boo. I know y'all don't want to hear it. I know it's, he don't want to marry you. And that's something that I feel like as women, we have to accept. Sometimes a man just doesn't want you. Y'all might have been sleeping together this whole time, living together this whole time, sharing finances, splitting bills, splitting meals, sharing thoughts. If y'all are at the point where it's like, we are hitting no destination, we are just endlessly dating, he don't want to marry you, boo. He don't want to. And the only reason I'm saying that about men to women is because a man is supposed to propose to you. Now, if women were supposed to propose to men, this will be a different topic. It don't work like that. I see y'all on here proposing to men. And let me say that before I leave here. Stop doing that. Ladies, listen, I took a poll on my Facebook and I asked married people only, would you propose to your man if he didn't propose to you? Ladies, stop proposing to them. They ain't proposing to you because they don't want to be married to you. I'm sorry. If a man has never physically gotten down on his knee and asked you, do you want to marry me? He don't want to marry you. He just didn't. Or either he didn't at the time, because if he really wants to, it's not really something he has to think about. So I know y'all don't want to hear that, but I'm sorry. It's the truth. Sometimes they just don't want to marry you, and they would rather keep you around as that longtime girlfriend because you are doing everything for them that a wife would do. So then they just feel like, I don't need to do nothing else. So I'm like, if you feel like that's you, ladies, and you feel like you've been giving it your all, and your man still ain't proposing, and you've been holding it down for the last 9 years, you need to leave that boy friend and go find your husband, okay? Stop wasting time with that boy that's playing games with you, and go get you a man that don't play about you, okay? Because it's better over here. All right, listen, now I know I already said enough. I know y'all already mad at me, but honestly, yes, I think the main reason why people are not getting married no more is just that marriage has been put so bottom, like such at the bottom of the list, like it's not even at the top of nobody's list anymore. It's really about what can we do for ourselves, what can you do for me right now and not long term. So I just feel like for our younger generation of girls, ladies, we have to really help them and show them like that's not the way. What can a man do for you and the bag he can give you? That's not it. You want to find a man that's good marriage material. You have to really, first of all, want to be married and have the qualifications and just follow the levels to it. And then you'll find the man that you want. But listen, I want to say before I go, thank y'all so much for watching all my old videos before I came out with my new one. Thank y'all for the subscribes. 500 subscribers in like 2 months. Like, I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. Like, I couldn't even believe it. Like, I would get on YouTube every day and my man would be like, you got more subscribers, you got more. And I'm like, are you for real? Like, I haven't even put out no new content yet. But thank y'all so much for viewing that last video that I put up about 50-50. I will come back and talk about that one too. But I'm back. We'll be doing a new episode every week. Just keep streaming, keep subscribing. Thank y'all so much. And just let me know what y'all want to talk about. And I'll be back here again next week. Whole brand new topic, brand new drink. And I'll holla.